Hey, everybody.
Go ahead. Wow, that was a hearty burp.
That was hearty as fuck.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Podmas. Oh, my gosh.
We're getting there, pals. We're getting there.
Are we ever? And it still feels so far away. So far away. This is day 16. So we are well over the halfway point at this point, but getting close to Christmas. This is normally a trending Thursday, but we weren't thrilled with the trends.
Yeah, they weren't very exciting.
Really? So. Cinevex is a dumb university that didn't enforce COVID
anything?
Restrictions and big outbreak in Antigonish, which is my hometown. Fuck you. My parents are old. That's really about it.
Yeah. there was a lot of snow. I don't know.
I'm of course X would spread something. They're so good at spreading things like
their legs,
STDs and alcohol poisoning. So
and COVID.
So clearly COVID was next. And we had a big storm. So, well, did the water break in Spyfield happen during the storm or
yeah, I think
or
so.
Separate? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was all blended together.
We've just had insane weather here in Halifax. We had a snowstorm, which then turned into a rainstorm. And, like, seems like thunder and lightning is a regular thing right now. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, almost every day that we have thunder and lightning.
It's, like, the middle of December, so that's a little weird.
It's very strange. But honestly, we don't have much for trending. So instead of doing trending Thursday, we're going to answer some questions. So I have a book, which is 3,000 questions about me. And this is like a hit or miss book because some of the questions are so dumb, but others are really good. And we picked out a couple that we're going to discuss and answer right now. So first question, are libraries still useful?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Because they have books on things that you can't find on the internet.
Do you think that's for sure the case?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. If you're doing like hardcore research, especially like on history stuff,
right,
I feel like you can find books on that are like actually accurate rather than going on the internet and finding like all these articles that don't really make sense or that have been blown out of proportion because of like conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
So true. It's like the raw original information.
And plus, like, people still like reading books. I mean, it's mostly hipsters, but they still like going to the library and reading some books.
And there is, yeah, I have a couple friends who work in like the library field and or have been trained in that. And like, yeah, totally still useful.
And there's also like a different world now with libraries, too, because like they don't just have books anymore. They have like DVDs and like movies and stuff like that. And they have like. Yeah, they have a lot now.
Places to go to learn things.
Yeah.
I just like going to work on things at libraries.
Yes.
Like if I was ever job hunting, I would always like go and like park myself in a library just because I stay motivated there more so than at home.
Yep.
It's a quiet space to go
to
get stuff done.
Study.
If you are a reader, you can essentially rent out books, save money. You don't have to buy books.
Mm-hmm. And plus, too, if you're like a student, it's a really good place to study. Like the library downtown is amazing for that. They have pods that you can go in and
our library is awesome. Yeah. I need to go there more, honestly, just to chip away at things because I do truly get far too distracted here at home.
And also,
so
they have a podcasting studio in their library now,
which
is crazy.
You can go there to make a podcast.
There's so much. You have so much accessibility
there. Yeah, opportunities to learn. And people will, if you can't find what you're looking for, people will help you find what you're looking for.
Exactly.
It's, you're not staring at a screen to get the information. It's like going to be in your hands, bitch.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're still useful. And I think they'll still be useful for many, 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 many years to come.
Hell yeah. Because the library is going to keep on developing the more that technology develops and stuff like that too, right?
The only way that it would happen, hopefully, like not hopefully, but that was the wrong word choice.
Hopefully.
The only way it might they might not exist anymore is like we get so high tech that like just everything is in our brains,
yeah,
where we can just go, ooh, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Not in our lifetime anyway, hopefully. That's scary to think about. But yeah, no, I think that they're still useful. Next question is, what is priceless to you? So you picked up this question.
What is priceless to me? Like my cats, my home.
Interesting.
My people. My relationship.
I was going to say, because when I think of the priceless question, I think of not physical things. So like when you initially asked me that.
Think of.
What initially came to mind was connection.
Yeah.
So like. And connection could be with a pet or with a home or with friends. But to me, that is the most priceless thing. Loneliness is the most terrible feeling in the world, and it will drive people to suicide. Like it's just the worst feeling, feeling alone and like you're not connected to anybody. So I think connection in general
is priceless.
Because even a cat, like you paid for the cat.
I actually didn't pay for my cats. So
you didn't? I paid $150 for Mindy, and she was the best $150 I've ever paid.
Mindy, do you hear that, Mo?
But again, like, I think my connection to her is what's priceless. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's the bond. When those little things are looking you in the eyes, like, there's no
better feeling.
There's
in the
no
world.
Better feeling.
I also didn't pay for Dustin. Just so we're clear.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So that's nice.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, connection in general, and like that can even go beyond like relationships, like the experience of like listening to a song you love.
Yeah,
like the experience of music and art, and that is priceless. Doing comedy, making someone laugh, just the simple fact that you made them laugh is priceless.
Having a good set, that feeling after having a good set.
Feeling after you have a good set, the adrenaline you feel, priceless. Again, it's weird though. Like being materialistic is a strange thing for me to think about because, like, when I think about like, oh, if I had money right now, what would I do? And it's like, yeah, I would get stuff, and I would get a nicer apartment, and I would. But it's not going to make me happier.
Yeah, I'm not really materialistic either. Like, it just doesn't. Money's not high. I mean, like, obviously money to live and stuff like that, but it's not high a priority. Like, if someone's like, what are the three things you want right now? I wouldn't say money. You know what I mean?
Blair White was on Rogan, and she was talking about her DMT experience. Like, she did DMT.
And of course she was.
She came.
Joe Rogan.
She came. Right? She came out of it being like, I am far less materialistic now because, you know, she saw just how big, so cheesy to say, but how big the universe is. Because really when you're on DMT, you're seeing another dimension. You're not in this world. So then it makes you realize how little these things mean.
Yeah.
And the physical life means.
Maybe I should do DMT.
I just think, yeah, the more I think about my life and where it's going, I hate saying the world's spiritual awakening because that's not what it is. But I really want to make it a point to like think about things like that more.
Yep.
Because I've talked about this many times. I have a huge fear of death. Huge fear. And one of my main goals in life is to get to a point where I feel better about that. Because I think I'll be a happier person.
Mm-hmm.
If I fear it less. So
oof, yeah.
Deep
wow.
stuff.
Wow. Okay.
We getting deep.
Hard hitting.
We getting deep. Here's a fun one. What would be, so death row, you're in prison. It's your last night on earth. What would your last meal be?
Homemade.
Do you know?
Homemade mac and cheese.
Homemade mac and cheese. No, no question about it.
No question about it. I want homemade mac and cheese.
Really?
Ooh, or pierogies, but no, homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, that'd be so good. And it's a meal, so you can have multiple things with it.
Oh, well, then I want pierogies with it.
Pierogies on the side.
Yeah.
Not in the mac and cheese.
But I want, yeah, no, on the side. But I want to start my meal off with borscht.
With what?
borscht.
What's
it's
that?
A Polish soup.
Oh, it's yummy. Like what's soup? What's in it?
It's like it has like a beet broth. Oh. And then it just has like a bunch of veggies and stuff, and it's really good.
That would be so good.
It's delicious. But anyway.
What would you drink?
Oh, do they give you drinks?
I think let's do full meal.
So all right, they're giving us a full meal.
Get a side, I would drink.
Mountain Dew.
Nice. Didn't know you're a Mountain Dew person.
I love Mountain Dew. Ooh, no, wait, cream soda.
Oh.
Ooh, they have to give me like some kind of small butter. I'm very indecisive.
But you knew right away about mac and cheese, which
that's
was...
right. That's definitely my last meal.
That's... I truly don't know what my last meal would be. I want to say some sort of pizza, maybe. Or... I love Greek food. Maybe some fucking shawarma, like a shawarma plate, or a really good
shawarma plates, please,
or a really good burrito. I don't know. I'm really bad at going through food phases, where like I don't. When I think of favorite food, I don't really know what my favorite food would be. Man. But I will say, like, when I think of like birthday dinners and shit, like normally I either do a pizza, a fancy pizza place, or Thai.
I love Thai food. Also, my food all-time favorite meal would be my mom's kiwi chicken that she makes.
Ooh.
And Japanese pancakes is also really good.
I also think I love breakfast. So I might even, my last meal might even just be like...
a breakfast poutine?
Like a breakfast. Yeah, that would be amazing. I do love poutine, honestly. Oh, that would be a really...
They would have hated us. Like, but why are you so fancy?
It's so sentimental. Like, your last meal. Like, that's wild. Do you want to pick a nostalgic food? Or, like, I don't know. It's just...
The guy on Prison Break chose blueberry pancakes because he ate blueberry pancakes with his kid every morning.
See, and that's kind of what came to mind for me. Because breakfast was always my favorite meal. And it still is. But, like homemade French toast. I made it today, actually.
Oh.
And I do love French toast. Maybe it would be French toast. I don't know. I don't eat it. It's, yeah, I truly don't know. I'm bad at this.
They wouldn't like us. They're like, what do you want for your last meal? You'd be like,
I know that I would want a Coca-Cola with it. No question. I know that my dessert would probably be a piece of like ice cream cake from DQ.
But only the fudge in the middle.
No, the whole thing. I like the whole experience.
Yeah.
I love the fudge and the cookie crumble, but I think the joy of eating ice cream cake is the whole experience around it, too. The gel icing.
Ooh. Okay. So for my dessert, I'd want the cookie crumb fudge that's in the middle with the gel icing on top of it. Mm. No ice cream, though. Actually, good. Ice cream, because I'm going to die, so I don't really care if I shit myself.
Exactly, right? And that's my thing. I don't eat a lot of ice cream, but it's because like it just causes me pain. I also love creme brulee. Ooh. I love pie. A piece of like cherry pie would be delicious.
Or like creme brulee pie.
Or lemon meringue pie. Yeah.
How about all of those things?
But when I think of like my favorite foods, like I just think of like, I mean, I'm literally 5 years old, truly. Like, I would say, like, pizza, hot dogs, popcorn. Like, carnival food is my favorite food. Can I just get a platter of, I want a slice of pizza, slice of pepperoni pizza with extra cheese.
Extra cheese. I want lots of cheese.
All the cheese. Garlic fingers. I mean, they don't really have that at carnivals, but a really good hot dog.
Ooh, I want a hot dog that has the mozzarella in the middle.
Ooh, maybe Monza sticks would be my last meal.
Ooh.
I love Monza sticks. But yeah, I don't know. I think I would just be like, just give me a big bowl of popcorn, maybe. Because that is my favorite thing to eat.
Yeah.
Next question. Describe one undeniable fact about yourself. I like this question because it's like, what is the one thing about you that you are like, it's undeniable. Everyone would agree with you. People who meet you would think of this thing. It's undeniable.
I am very nice.
You are. Yeah.
That's it. That's the thing.
Hey, but that's a thing. What would mine be? Undeniable. I am
in an undeniable
you
way.
Hardworking?
Very hardworking, very loyal.
I was gonna say loyal. And the reason I didn't say it was like, it's tough to say that and be someone who struggles with friendships. But you and I have talked about this a lot. It's a sad, it's a cringy thing for me to say, but unfortunately I'm so loyal that a lot of people don't live up to my expectations of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I have a lot of trouble in friendships. And that's why, people just end up disappointing me because they're not giving the friendship all the energy that I am.
Mm.
And that is a tough thing to like come to terms with and shit. But I do think it's a good quality. It's just about finding the people who can, I guess, pay it back.
Yep. Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Yeah. This question. Are you reliable?
I can be.
So like I guess we have to define what reliable means.
Yeah.
So is it keeping every single plan?
I show up to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reliable in that case. I making plans with friends, I try my best, but there are times where like some up but if I'm gonna bail on plans, I usually let them know in like advance.
Right.
I'm not like last minute bailer.
See, I think I'm super reliable, and it sucks because like there's so many times I do things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
That's and it's kind of a fault. Like, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where like, yeah, being reliable is good, I guess. Like, I guess in terms of like a work life, it's great. Yeah, to be a reliable employee and shit. But
in personal life, it makes it difficult.
I very rarely bail on plans with friends. I feel like I cherish plans so much now that like it's gonna be very rare that I bail on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I think I'm there for people a lot.
I'm always there for people. That's not a question.
Too. Yeah, we're that's both not very a reliable at all. People.
Yeah. It's just I'm not the best of the plans, but that's okay.
You're very aware of your boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not a bad thing either.
Yeah.
A lot of people want that, right? So
yeah, it's true.
That's a good quality.
Thanks.
Who or what challenges you? This is the last question.
My brain challenges me.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
How so?
With all like the mental health stuff that's going on there with like my anxiety and like depression and all that kind of stuff that's going on. It's challenging from day to day. Sometimes
it challenges you to
challenges me to do things in general, challenges me to like clean my house and leave my house and like function.
See, to me, that's like your mental illness is it challenging you or is it working against you?
I think it's a little bit of both, mostly challenging me.
Because when I think of challenge, I think of things like, you know, a boss that is like maybe pushing you to do things because they know you're capable of it, but right. It's hard to do stuff like that's what I think of. And when I think of mental illness, I'm just like, oh, I guess it is. I guess it could be considered a challenge.
Yeah. Or I guess I'm challenging it by pushing.
You're
through.
Challenging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say my peers and comedy and podcasting challenge me because I'm always looking up to other podcasts or other comedians and striving to be on a level that I'm not at right now. And so I then they help me strive to get there.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge. Anyone who ever pushes back at like someone like Scott McLean, he challenges me.
Because
he will push back at me. Not everyone pushes back at me. Cause I'm fucking Taurus dominant, so I'm very strong in my stances, and I stand strong like an ox. But someone like Scott is someone who will push back and challenge it, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Yeah, it's important to have people like that in your life, I think.
Yes. That's it, I think. I think that's it.
Okay, well, goodbye.
That's it for another episode of Podmas, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Talk to you tomorrow.